Kenton Claremont and his brother had glassed two Alaskan rams, and as they closed in, they realized that the sheep had been spooked by a nearby grizzly. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, let's pick up the story.
We figured they must have spooked and went up and over the top of this knife ridge. When we got to the top of the knife ridge, we found them. We ranged them, and they were 435 yards. We just set up everything and waited for the big one to stand up. It took about an hour and a half, and the sheep stood up. Ryan hammered him. He rolled down the mountain into the draw. Just as we figured, the small one stopped in his tracks and was looking down into the draw. Gave me time to jump behind the gun and get a shot off, and I shot the second one. And so we shot two sheep in about 30 seconds. We made a scene right there at the top of the mountain. We were pretty darn excited about what just happened and went down and got the sheep taken care of. And we looked at our watches, and it was 8 o'clock at night. We were about 13 miles from the airstrip, and it was 13 miles of pretty rough walking. And so we took off. We walked till about 5 o'clock in the morning. And by the way, it was raining the entire time. So we both had somewhere between 140 and 160 pounds in our pack. Finally decided we needed to set up a camp, got a couple hours of sleep, and then got up, filled our packs with our meat, and headed for the airstrip. And got to the airstrip on pickup day at 1 o'clock in the morning. There was a lot of really amazing memories that come from that hunt.
The brothers made their flight and finished off what certainly must be called a hunt of a lifetime. That is for sure. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.